It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Talkin' Ship here on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM. And don't forget, we do podcast every show online afterwards. Therefore, if you ever miss an episode or want to re-listen or share, simply visit WMTradio.com/podcast and click on Talkin' Ship. We got Kathy once again from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum with us each and every Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for taking a couple minutes on your busy Wednesday to be with our listeners to talk ship.
I'm happy to do it.
I love it. We got a lot of things that we want to talk about here on today's program. First and foremost, one of the new exhibits that recently opened up. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I've got an exhibit and I've got a program. So the exhibit is on the Adriatic. So the Adriatic was a vessel, one of the first self-unloaders on the Great Lakes.
So what does that mean for those that don't understand what a self-unloader is?
Yeah, so nowadays on big Great Lakes vessels, a lot of time there's a conveyor system where whatever they're carrying, whether it's grain or coal or whatever, gets loaded and unloaded by this big boom and a conveyor system that goes down into the hold and gets things in and out. It really revolutionized how things were shipped on the Great Lakes.
Okay.
So one of the first ones was this kind of bucket system that was on the Adriatic, and that was put on in 1914. And the Adriatic eventually lived its useful life and sunk up in Sturgeon Bay. And it was sunk right next to the shipyard that's still there. A number of years ago, they needed to expand the dock system there, and so they had to get out of the way. This was a national landmark listed vessel, and so doing some salvage work is what they had to do. So they salvaged the historically significant portions of the vessel, and that would be that self-unloading gear.
Yeah.
And they shipped the artifacts down to Texas A&M because that's the nearest conservation facility for these kind of artifacts. Of course, we're building our own right here at the Maritime Heritage Center over at Franklin Street. They shipped those down there, brought them back, and then we worked with Broadwind and Allstate's Rigging and Fink and Terry to be able to reassemble this, and it's the newest exhibit at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. You got to come check it out. It's really cool. And I think one of the really most fascinating things about this, other than that I can't believe we figured out how to actually mount this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's thousands of pounds of iron. Is that we have an interactive where you can crank kind of a smaller scale version, of this. It's really cool. We had a guy out in New York State build this for us, and it's in place. It's super cool. We're doing our best to regularly update different parts of the museum. Yeah. So this is one of our newest, coolest things.
I love it. Listeners, stop on in and check it out. We also have a program that we want to talk about because this is coming up. We do this monthly at Think and Drinks.
Yep, Think and Drink. We got our latest one coming up March 7th at 6:30 p.m. Again, these are free programs. And this month, we're going to be talking about Waves and Spars, Women of the Navy and U.S. Coast Guard in World War II. So it wasn't just men who were taking part in action in World War II or supporting the troops. Over 350 American women served in the armed forces through programs like the Navy's Waves, which were women accepted for voluntary emergency service, and the Coast Guard Spars, Semper Patris, Always Ready, is what that stands for. This was initially met with resistance, but they really served an important part in the war. So come and learn about that. We've got some experts on hand to be able to kind of fill in those pieces of history. The theme for our Think and Drinks this year, all kind of untold stories of women throughout maritime history.
I love it. Kathy, great information. A lot of fun things taking place at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Listeners, get connected. Become a member. Support the museum. Check out all the exhibits. And, of course, the Think and Drink coming up on March 7th. Kathy, how do listeners learn more and get started?
Yeah. You go to our website, wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning right here only on WOMT.
Talking Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.